It doesn't pick it up.
Then fucking slap your desk. It's like playing Donkey Konga.
Donkey Konga?
And so, because a Donkey Konga, like, you're supposed to clap, but that's really dumb, so you just slap the side of the bongos.
Wait, were you supposed to clap? I always thought you were supposed to slap the side of the bongos.
That's what I thought.
I mean, Donkey Kong claps.
Slap, slap, clap, clap. I don't think anyone plays Donkey Konga.
Hey, I
the
played...
The thing is that clapping actually worked.
No, it didn't, because you had to take your hands off the bongos, and it was a really long time to clap.
I mean, you don't keep your
hands
on the
bongos. Welcome back to another episode of Donkey Kong Bongos.
Hold on, I have a quick story about Donkey Konga, actually.
No.
Actually.
No, this is actually really related to this specific game of D&D, and I'll explain why in a moment. So, there was this video game rental place I used to go to, like a resale place.
Jesus Christ.
And the dude who owned the shop, like, Donkey Konga just came out, and, like, I'm there. I'm, like, a 10-year-old. I'm there with my brothers. The dude, like, sees us looking at Donkey Kong. He, like, sneers at us, takes his shoes off, and, like, has really stinky feet, and goes out on, like, a dance pad and starts playing Donkey Konga to, like, show off to us.
Wait, on the dance pad?
Yeah, he was playing Donkey Konga on a dance pad. Like, a fucking DDR dance pad.
Okay, and why? I'm sorry, how does this tie back into to D&D?
Oh, no, I lied about that.
You got it.
God damn it.
You piece of shit, Ted.
Anyway, so welcome back to Revival.
Can he get a negative on, like, his next attack roll
for
that?
So I was the only one he didn't get? Sure. That's normally the opposite of what happens.
So this is Revival, episode 31, I think.
I thought this was, It is 31.
Not, yeah.
No, this
Here's
is episode,
episode
30, isn't it?
Fuck Spiders.
No, it's not.
Oh, 31.
Yep. Episode 31 of Revival, a Dungeons & Dragons real play podcast. And also Donkey Konga fan cast.
Yeah, that's the more important part here. Oh, jeez.
I hate this already.
It's noon in Japan. My arms are tired from the gym. Oh, let's go. It's good shit.
From the gym.
All right. Do we still have our initiative rolled from last time?
Fuck no.
Boy howdy. Yeah, there were some mild scheduling conflicts that made us have to stop the previous session early. So yeah, this is an entirely new session. So it's a good thing. It's just a skills challenge because initiative doesn't matter as much. Reroll it for me, you fucks.
All right.
I thought I rolled another one, but I got a 7 this time. 8 with the bonus.
Why does this happen every time? I got an 8.
17.
Tim got a 17 as well.
I think Pat and Jerry need to roll off.
So, what? No, you rolled one above him.
No, like, I have 8 in total.
He rolled a 7. You rolled it. Yeah, and Patton had a 7 in total, right?
I had an 8 in total because I rolled a 7. I got my +1 from...
You fuckers both traded. Oh my god. Okay, what's Patton's dex?
Patton is very dexterous at 10.
Jerry's also very dexterous at 10.
Roll off. Fuck it.
I told you we'd have to roll off.
Elias goes first, John second, roll off. Jesus Christ, you guys keep doing it in the worst way, too.
19.
I got a 14. Oof.
All right.
Okay. So it's Elias, John, Jiron, Patton. Okay. Right. So this is a fairly little complex skill challenge here. You guys are going to need you guys are going to need 9 successes.
Jesus.
4 failures. So
that's not that bad.
You can double up if you go for the hard DC. You can double up if you try and go for the hard DC. There's one hard one in here, so it's more like, 8, but one of them counts for 2.
How many failures was it again?
4.
4.
4. Okay.
Yes. Y'all have your action points. That shit all applies. So,
yeah.
When we last left everybody, you all had lit a bunch of torches, started lighting some auxiliary webs on fire. And we're now standing in front of this overgrown truck dealership.
Right.
Or rather, infested truck dealership.
Yes. I don't like that word as much.
Extremely
Can
infested.
It be overgrown?
No.
That covers in weeds
nah.
and shit?
Nah.
Okay.
From what you can tell, there is one spider at least that is just an actual spider, and the rest are horrible nightmares.
Nice.
Well, all right then. So I'm up first.
Yeah. So all around you, as you light all of these things on fire, the smaller, you know, the smaller like dog and cat sized ones start coming out at the perimeter, but are being kept away by the flames. They start kind of gargling and making other weird popping noises and shit at you.
I don't like that. I don't like that at all.
Yes.
All right. First,
you hear something
first.
Rumble from the interior of the building.
First thing is first. I want to use nature here. And what I want to do with nature is, this is sort of my element. Like, mm-hmm. out in the woods, surrounded by a bunch of bullshit that nobody's probably seen before or studied to any extent. So what I want to do is I want to see if there's a path through the webs that goes by spiders that have... that look like they've eaten recently, or look like they're, you know, starving and ready to attack.
Okay.
So I want to go by ones that are more likely to, like, just peace out if we provoke them, rather than, you know, start hissing and spitting at us.
Right, right. Yep. So look for ones that have signs of recent kills in the webs and shit like that.
Yeah, yeah. Ones that are more likely to just go, eh, fuck this, and go back to their web if we threaten them.
Right.
So I'm gonna use nature for that.
Makes sense.
17.
17 total.
Yeah.
That'll just make it.
Yeah, I kind of figured.
Ooh-wee.
Just barely. So, what you see as you start to move your way into this building here, things are being kept at bay by the fire, and they don't seem to recognize you as... living things just yet, right? They're still
big.
Kind of sizing you up because the light is more or less blinding them.
Okay.
And they still are not entirely sure what to do. But as you start making your way through, as you said, a lot of the ones with seemingly like signs of recent kills in the web more move out of the way and scramble to safety rather than try to bite at you. As you make your way through those webs, getting into the actual building itself,
I want to try and maintain a little more air of caution rather than like mad scramble, because the more you struggle and the more you go fast, you know, the worse this is going to get. So I'm gonna just motion to everybody to shh, keep quiet, move slowly and with purpose.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense. Next up, John. How are you going to sneak through here quietly and subtly?
I was going to shoot him.
John, no, John reaches for the gun. Elias puts his hand on John's hand. No, 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 no.
All right. So I got a pretty high heel, as it turns out. I keep forgetting about that.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It'd be reasonable for me to...
Just so you know, heel... For the viewers, at least, I know you're probably going to go for here. Heal is not only used for literally healing things, but it's also used for knowing about things like poisons and diseases, things like that. Heal is something that is very good for assessing living creatures' status and stuff like that. Right?
I would have called it, like, medical knowledge. That's a pretty good sum up.
Yeah, basically.
Okay.
Yeah. That's
yeah, fair. I want to know what would be good in terms of either like insecticide or insect repellent, or giant
that,
zombie
that makes
spiders.
Sense actually. Yeah, trying to figure out what these things are like and figure out what would drive them away.
Yes,
makes or if there's plants nearby that they're avoiding.
Yeah, yeah.
23. 23.
Nice.
Hell yeah.
Well, things that are very obvious. One, they don't like fire. You know,
thank you.
The light is clearly not working in their favor. You see, a lot of the mutated spider things, since they don't actually have like fully formed compound eye, you know, the fully formed multi eyes and all of that shit, they're still kind of using these weird, like the weird vestigial remnants of the previous eyes, and it is not going well. Like, those pupils are full dilated, and they're getting the full blast of the light in there. Also, one thing that you notice is there are a couple of points where some of the native plant life has overgrown some of the webs, and they make no efforts to go back across those. It looks like there's a couple of like spiked vines and things that are fairly reminiscent of the vines that had that sweet stuff in the middle of it that was attracting smaller animals that they seem to be avoiding very heavily.
How close are we to those vines?
Could we use those vines as an insect repellent?
Potentially.
Okay.
Little bro might be able to get over there.
Yeah, I was gonna make Patton do all of my work for me.
That sounds about right.
So the thing that Elias would know, this is just free knowledge that Elias could bum off of since you guys are going slow and all that.
Yeah, I assume John is pointing this out.
Right. As you guys are walking along, what you would probably be able to deduce very, very quickly is, oh yeah, they don't want to smell like something that those plants eat.
Hey, Pat, think you gave me some of that vine juice over there?
The vines of... Oh! Not a bad idea,
John. Spiders don't much like that.
Keep it down just a little bit, you know, a little quieter.
Couple bottles of alcohol, too.
Yes. Yes, it's pretty dark in here as well as you guys are walking through these the webbing. Also, to describe the interior of this building.
Oh, have we gotten inside now?
Yeah. Probably not. Oh, you're just starting to walk in. Yeah.
All right.
So, as you're starting to walk in through the hangars and stuff, this is just, you know, a garage, right? You guys are having to walk in probably through the front main entrance where you see all of this webbing and shit snaking through aisles of dust covered boxes and bottles of antifreeze as you see random creatures skitter through the halls and on the floor and on the ceiling above you. You aren't quite in the garage, but you can see over to it now that the torchlight is illuminating the way. But you are going to have to start snaking through some of these aisles and such to actually find your way over there.
Boy, I wonder if there's any big spiders hiding underneath these desks.
Probably not.
It's not desks. It's more like pallets of shit.
Oh, boy, I wonder if there's any big spiders hiding around here.
Probably not. Yeah,
no, you can see most of them.
Most of them.
There might be some in the... So the roof is pretty torn up, right?
Yeah.
Because it's one of those, like, paneled roofs. But you just see panels ripped out and things were clearly crawling through them as part of, like, the internal ventilation and shit like that. It's now just being completely infested with these things.
Right.
Yeah. Basically, you're walking through an auto shop that is coated in spiders.
Boy, howdy, I don't like that. All right, who's up next?
All right, I am. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to pick up on the spiders not liking fire. And I'm going to look at my torch. And
Jerry burns it all down.
There's fire on the stick.
So what I'm going to do... Hold on.
They did something.
Don't bully him.
What can they do these days?
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take my torch... And I'm going to put it near my arm, and then I'm going
to... Fire hot.
Stop.
Do you know who I am?
Oh, that's true. You're right.
Okay. So I'm going to put the torch on my arm. I'm going to set my jacket on fire as an intimidate.
Ooh, that's good.
That's actually like pretty sweet. I like that.
Right, I bullied you. I'm sorry I bullied you. Hell yeah.
That's a 23.
Nice.
23, that's a success, and against the hard DC.
Ooh.
That's two successes.
Basically, you guys are walking along, and Elias, right out of the corner of your eye, you see in the ceiling above you an approximately deer-sized spider, kind of like a deer's head peeks out through one of the holes in the ceiling and then crawls backwards out, right? And looks like it's about to drop down as... as Giron just lights himself on fire, the thing drops, lands on him slightly, then just screeches running out of the entire building.
Is that spider on fire?
Yes, it is, as it now so just lighting runs all the outside. Webs? Yeah, it's lighting a lot of the webs. It is running out of the building, screeching, and then a large number of the spiders move to follow it. As you see it burn up, the hide and body around it burns away, and then it kind of clatters to the ground as a bunch of the other spiders just jump on it and start ripping it apart.
Yeah, because spiders are cannibalistic as fuck.
Hmm. Yep.
I don't like that at all.
They are.
That's good for us, but I don't like it.
I'm not actually going to say anything. I'm putting it all in, like, subtitles of what I'm thinking and just getting all this amazing footage.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Amazing. Right, that's my turn.
Zep's going to zoom in that you're going to get one of those little censored for the children.
Yeah.
Experiencing technical difficulties. We'll be right back. little thumbs up, Zep and Jerry in the corner. Beep.
All right, next up, Patton.
All right. So I'm going to go with a simple, with an obvious one here. And this isn't a switch around, I swear.
Starting to move through these shelves and things now. A lot of the pallets, of course, have fallen over time, but a lot of them have actually been, you know, wrapped up and kept slightly standing by the web. As you start to walk forward, you know, you can see the entrance to the garage has actually been somewhat cleared by that screeching, flaming deer monster. As you have a pretty good line of sight to the main garage area now.
Mm-hmm. All right. So as we're approaching that garage there, so I'm thinking of trying out some dungeoneering here. Because typical, ooh, you know, these spiders, you know, they're not, you know, they don't go out and, you know, there's a lot of them that don't go out and actively hunt, and they just kind of sit back, wait for shit to get to them. So I'm going to use that dungeoneering to see if I can see if there's anything near or around the door or these pallets. If there's anything else that's still just waiting there to bite our asses.
Right, like anything in the structure of the building that looks out of place that would signal some sort of trap.
Yeah.
Yeah, like a trap door.
Or like some kind of web door. You know, so like, oh, that's just covered in, that's covered in cobwebs. Oh, shit, those aren't cobwebs. All right, let's go ahead. Come on, baby, don't give me another one. I fucking shit you not, I rolled a one.
Are you
shit you
not?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, no.
God, damn it.
Do you want to action point, or would you like to hold that shit?
Four failures?
Okay, so a one. How many failures does that count for? Just one?
Just one.
Yeah, just one.
Yeah, let's go. Yeah, I'm going to save that action point. I'm going to need it, I feel like.
Okay, so Patton turns on his special thermographic vision to scan for any signs of life hiding behind the doors as he walks out towards the garage. You don't see any.
Coast is clear, guys. Just have to step out of right.
So as he takes one step, right? Step, you guys look down. You see a small circle of web that then tightens around his leg as you see Patton just get dragged underneath a ruined big rig.
All right.
I'm sure he's fine down there. He said the coast is clear.
And it's just quiet, right? It's just... Phoop, toop, toop, and he just slides right under, right? There's
in response,
no obvious movement.
I'm next, right?
Yes, top of the
response,
round.
Response, acrobatics. What I'm going to do here is, I assume that this place is covered in webs, but there's some spots that don't have webs, right?
Right. Okay, let me describe the area now that you're walking into it, right?
Okay.
So, this is it's a general garage. There are tons of various rusted out vehicles, several like car carriers with vehicles on, just random sprawling vehicles on top of them. Things are flipped over. A couple of cars are suspended upside down in massive webs.
Jesus.
And way off in the back, though, you see something under a tarp. Also, there's just crisscrossing webs everywhere, and you see now much larger spiders are running around as you see them all turn towards the big rig that Patton just got dragged under, you know, or is getting dragged towards, and they start scurrying over that way. These ones are more in line with, like, large buck deer, elk, things like that, you know, with the joints all bent the wrong way with spider legs coming out.
Yeah, that's good. That's, you know, I needed that visualization. Thanks. Yeah.
Just imagine, like, the legs of a spider coming out of the back of a big buck deer, and it's flipped over, but the head still moves.
Oh, good. I assume they're making, like, sweet, raspy, like, dying, yeah, deer sounds.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No.
That's pretty cool. Yeah. Just going to keep going with that? Okay.
Yeah, sure. All right.
In response, I'm going to do some Mission Impossible, like, jumping through the laser beams shit.
Mm-hmm,
I'm going to use acrobatics to avoid the crisscrossing webs and find safe spots to land. And I'm going to do basically like a backhand spring and try and cut Patton's leg free before he gets completely dragged under this thing and dies.
All right, sick.
So that's acrobatics.
Yep.
Nat 20.
Nat 20?
Nat 20.
Boy, howdy, that's a success.
Picking up the slack from Patton here.
Nat 1 to a nat 20. So what you're going to do is you jump handspring off of one of the cars that's suspended in the web, right?
Yeah.
And right as your hand leaves, you see one of these large elk things dash towards the car, try and, you know, dive at where your hand was, look confused, look around, not see you at all, as you then, you know, deftly slide through a tiny little crack in the web, you know, slide down on the ground, cut Patton free, right as you see the thing underneath the big rig that was pulling at him is just this really kind of colossal, like, far too large spider coming out of the body of a, like, an armadillo.
Armadillo?
That's just, it's just, like, close, it's very low to the ground, but wide, like covering the entirety of this body. Like, the legs are just super long, like a daddy long legs.
I'm going to lean over to Patton and say, I said move slowly and with purpose.
Not right now, Elias. Let's just back away slowly and with purpose.
So it starts reeling the web in, right?
Johnston. Like,
jumps on the web, looks around, doesn't see anything, and then just swoop, like, sticks itself back onto the bottom of the big rig.
Now, how hairy is its leg,
like, curls its leg around.
How hairy are this? Is this thing's leg just slick and chitinous, or is it, like, really furry,
yes,
like a tarantula?
Slick chitinous.
Okay.
Slick and chitinous.
Do I get anything else for the nat 20, or is that'll do it?
Oh, you just saved Patton from dying. What else do I get? Fuck you two.
Congratulations. Pat in the back.
Pat in the back, and Patton's back.
So, wait, that's 5 successes now, right?
Yes.
Five successes,
only
one failure.
Only one failure. Nice. So, next up is John.
All right, so...
So we're a little separated now, though.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, because me and Patton got dragged off a bit, and I had to jump through some webs, so you and Jerry are sort of back a ways between some webs, and me and Patton are together.
Yep.
Yeah, sounds right.
Mm-hmm.
So we're trying to get into the garage?
Yes.
Okay.
The goal here is find DB, get him to safety, right?
Wasn't he in a vehicle earlier?
Potentially.
I think we saw him throw a radio out of the vehicle
and
then
radio
he ran away.
Out.
Yeah, no, you did not ever see him. He threw his radio out of the garage.
And okay, out of the garage. I thought that was out of a vehicle.
Because fucking
someone,
Giron, tried to call him, which nearly got him killed.
Hey,
all right.
Hey, DB, are there any spiders near you? If there are, you should let us know. We're gonna come get you. You want anything? You good?
We're stopping at Chipotle. You want a taco? I'll get you three tacos.
At these burritos? Full of spiders. Do you want a zombie spider carcass?
Yo, you want some Cheetos? Make them flaming.
All right, so it would be a good idea if I set that on fire.
The tarp?
You don't have to set everything on fire.
What if DB is under the tarp?
He'll probably come out from under the tarp when it's on fire. Problem solved.
He's not a cat in a tree.
Like, maybe God could, like, shine a light on where this lost soul is. I don't know. Something like that.
I don't think it works
that's
that way.
Stupid.
I don't know. I'm not the religious
Jerry
character.
Doesn't know shit about God.
Exactly.
Hey, John, why don't you cast a magic ritual to see where he is?
Yeah.
That makes sense. Stupid ass.
Alright, so yeah. My two ideas were...
God.
In the event spiders were, like, actively hunting us, which it doesn't sound like, I was going to, like, intimidate or something.
Yeah, but I mean, they are... Okay, so... In front of you, you do see one of these large buck-sized ones on top of one of these suspended cars in the webs, right? Of which there are a decent number that does turn and, in all of the commotion, does seem to notice, at the very least, Patton, right? Because Patton's triggered the hive. Things are starting to move around and take notice.
You also have to remember that spiders aren't, like... They don't just, like, start running at you. They make really quick snatching kind of movements. So they could be hunting us without making any indication that they're doing so.
There's a lot of things looking at you. You look up and you see eyes, right?
I don't like that.
Can I not look up? Can I not do that?
Oh, okay, sure.
Okay.
John adjusts his hat.
You feel eyes.
Fuck. I don't like this. All right, so yeah, I had fire and guns. Those were my two top ideas.
I mean, guns still work.
Hey, Lass, can I be a little loud now?
John loud? No. Elias loud? Yes.
No, John, they're over there. We're over here. You can be loud. They can come to us. We'll be fine. Did you see what I did to that other spider? We'll be fine.
Okay. I mean,
Giron, bad ideas, Thalatak.
I'm good with it.
That's why we're a bad buddy cop team.
I mean, if you can do something similar to what Jerry did, that would be helpful. But don't draw attention to us.
Yeah. So, I asked Patton for alcohol earlier, but I did it really close to the mic because Elias told me to be quiet. I'm not sure if you heard that. So. I have alcohol.
I do hear every lip smack that you're making, though.
Don't do that.
Okay.
Please don't do that.
I won't do that. All right, so I'm going to take one of those. I'm going to set it on fire. I'm going to throw it.
Tim, I'll fucking punch you.
I'm not trying to.
I can't understand what you're saying.
Will you fuckers, like, okay, real talk, me describing these horrible nightmare spiders is less disturbing than your goddamn mouth noises.
Like, I'm sorry? I've been drinking water a lot. I'm not sitting close to the mic. Don't know why it's happening.
Okay.
You got a slappy mouth.
That's not a phrase I like.
Okay, what is John doing? Okay, so, for fuck's sake.
I throw the Molotov, the flaming bottle of alcohol, way over there, and then shoot it.
Ooh.
Way over where?
I don't know, just not necessarily over near there. Us.
Out into, like, the middle of the area, right?
Yeah, where spiders are.
Okay. That's everywhere. There's spiders everywhere.
He's clearing a path. He's clearing a path. It makes sense.
Yeah, okay.
See, it makes sense.
Okay, how are you doing that?
Intimidate.
Nice. All right, roll it.
I did bad.
Oh, no.
Got a 12.
Okay, would you like to action point that?
Should I?
Yes, please. Yes, please.
You might.
Yes, please.
I'll go ahead and action point it. 1.
Oh, no.
Nat 1?
No. Ba-da-da-ba-da-da. No.
Okay.
This is your fault, Michael.
No, it's not.
I could have gotten a 4.
Okay. It's not any better. Just so you know. Failure's a failure. This is why I don't do crit fails. But anyway, so John, you throw the Molotov off, right? And you aim to shoot it, but you see, what you couldn't see is where you threw it. There was kind of a thing in the way. The Molotov sails off behind something. You don't see it anymore, but you were already aiming to shoot, right? So the Molotov crashes into one of these suspended cars, burning it, bringing it crashing down, making a small ramp up to this upper layer that now a very large, approximately like, I would say like wolf or coyote-sized spider comes crashing down right at John's feet and, like, you know, gurgling dead as you just shot it, right? Then everything turns and jumps right at it.
Right at John's feet.
Yes.
I think I done patented that one up.
No, you see, John, what I did was I set myself on fire.
I didn't think setting myself on fire was a good idea.
He said patent.
There's no time to be discussing the intricacies of who fucked up what. You're being swarmed with zombie spiders.
I don't want to be swarmed with zombie spiders.
It's too bad.
You know, John, at least it's not leeches this time. You know, it's okay.
You're being swarmed with spiders. You don't have time for quippy for fucking pithy one-liners.
Yeah, what is this? The fucking Avengers?
that's my skill roll, quippy one-liners. Let's see. Like, all right. So
I imagine John's just yelling, "Fuck, fuck!"
Yes, these things are all jumping and like. One of them tackles John off of his feet to get at this corpse as they're all fighting over it, dragging it into the webs, and you guys are kind of caught up in the crossfire. They're more or less avoiding Jiron, but even then, you're still getting bumped into the ones with thicker hides, right? As some of these at this point are things that are not going to burn quite as easily, right? Like, you're getting some big ones, like some black bears and stuff, as they are crawling over you and they start to throw some webs out that are getting over you guys as well. They're doing the whole, you know, throw out a section of web. As you see, John's legs get tied up and he gets just dragged off up the ramp of the car into the upper level and kind of flung into the air.
Someone help me. I don't like this. God damn it. This is worse than leeches.
John says while flying through the air into an overhead web.
All right. So Elias and Patton are like across the room. John's in the middle of the air.
John's in the middle of the air about to land in a very large web behind which you can see some, you know, dinner plate sized eyes.
Booba.
All right.
Dinner plate sized
eyes.
Dinner plate
sized. Those eyes are too big.
That's the big one.
All right. So what I'm going to do here is I'm going to break John's fall here by attempting to freeze the web he's about to fall into just so he can like.
Ooh, that's good.
And
that's good.
Nice. That would be Arcana, I think. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, right. It would.
Control it. That's a 23 again.
Nice.
23? Okay, that's a success. So, John is about to fly into this web, right? But right as he's about to impact it, you send out, you know, your icy blast and freeze the whole web. As John crashes through, the webbing around his leg also breaks. As you see John smack into something up there and start to fall back into a web, like, down near some of these overturned cars, which, by the way, like, these flipped over cars and things suspended in the web form, like, an entire second layer, like a false ceiling, basically.
Right.
That you guys now have an opening up into. There's a path through the undergrowth where there's smaller things crawling around, but it's really tight, and then there's the big open area. But you see John crash through the web and smack into a massive, massive spider as he falls down. As he's falling, it kind of lunges out and attempts to grab him, but misses just barely. And this thing is colossal. It is a massive, just brown spider with black eyes. It's completely non-mutated other than its just ridiculous size. It seems to be fairly standard spider shape. As it loses its balance for a little bit, goes to stand on some of the web that was frozen, breaks through a little bit, but slightly recovers, falls a bit and lands on the wall, now fully in view. This thing is roughly the size of one of those big rigs.
I don't.
Oh, fuck.
Okay, so am I on the ground now?
No.
No, you're on the false second layer, still in some amount of webbing, but you'll be able to pull yourself out.
Well,
this seems more structural than trapping.
Well, you know what they say. Out of the spider webs, into the spider webs.
This thing starts to run across the walls, digging its feet into the side of the walls, like as it's going, breaking off some of the metal siding and shit. You can see some holes punched through the wall where it's done this before.
Are there any markings on it? Any markings on its carapace?
Any distinct markings on the carapace?
Yeah, that I would notice.
What you see on this thing is it's got a large semicircular, almost heart-shaped, main carapace. What is it? The abdomen, right?
Yeah.
It's got a...
No, that's sort of abdomen.
It's the spider part.
Yeah, that's the thorax. Its legs are very long and spindly and covered in very fine hairs. The entire thing is brown. The thorax is a lighter shade of brown than the rest with the back end. Is that the abdomen?
Yes, that's the abdomen.
I'm bad at spider anatomy. Is darker shade of brown. Elias would recognize this from the textbook as, wow, that looks like a brown recluse, but huge.
Right. So there is absolutely no way that this thing should exist. None at all.
Right. None at all.
Because spider size is limited by the oxygen content in the air, and this is not possible.
Correct.
Cool. So it's got to be some magical bullshit.
That looks like some fake mm-hmm. magic bullshit to me.
As this thing starts to run around, it's still being very cautious. It's still very much a spider in that it's just running along the walls, scoping the place out. It gets its eyes on John, who is down in those webs, and starts to slowly move over towards it, putting one foot out on one of these cars that just sinks into the web under its weight.
Hmm. All right, who's up next?
Using the cars as stepping stones.
Patton's up.
All right. So, we've got John wrapped up down there, and he's got a big-ass spider headed towards him.
Yep.
Oh, boy. Okay.
I'm just, like, on the ground floor looking up at everybody, right? Still on fire?
Yes. You're still on fire. You could be making your way up that car up to the second floor if you would like. Which, I would imagine. You're kind of fighting off some amount of these spiders that got their eyes on you.
We still need to find DB.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I was going to start looking for DB.
Okay.
Since I am literally the most well-equipped to do so, I think I should do it.
Right.
Okay.
Said the man, he hummed from the webs he was caught in.
All right. So what I'm thinking of trying two separate things. I'm thinking of sending Lil Bro up into that upper area to see real quick if DB's up there. And then also, kind of going around to get behind this spider as it's going down towards John. And I'm going to use perception mm-hmm. for Lil Bro and the perception to also look for webs to avoid as I move slowly.
It's just one roll.
And with purpose.
Yeah.
Slowly and with purpose.
All right, I rolled a 3 on that. I'm going to action point.
Okay.
Can you guys get it together, please?
No.
Right?
We're going to beat my spiders.
Holy shit. Okay, so... So it almost landed on a 3, but I got a 16 plus 10, 26.
Okay, that's a success. So, Patton is starting to flex his new abilities here, where you just pull up Lil Bro's camera in a little corner of your view as you start to run some analytics on the spiderwebs directly in front of you. You know, you start looking around for heat signatures, and sure enough, under that giant tarp, kind of in the front, moving around, it looks like he's, like, searching for something, is DB. Or, you know, a human shape that you would assume would be DB.
My plan would work.
Good thing we didn't light the tarp on fire.
No, he would have come out if we lit it on fire.
That's true.
So, when Lil Bro's looking up there, do I see any other fuck huge spiders? Okay, fuck huge more than normal.
None of that size. The top roof was basically reserved for this thing alone. You know, that was where it trounced about. You can see on the walls and stuff, there are also more of these, you know, buck deer and various other large-sized spiders of, you know, a varying size. It looks like probably the biggest of these zombie deer are those buck deer and, oh, wait, no, look over there. Yeah, that's a bear.
It's a
yeah,
bear.
Yeah, there's one of those over there.
Okay.
He's a big boy.
Ooh, I don't
kind
like
of
that.
Over near the tarps. You can see a couple of them are seemingly attracted to the movement that you can now see underneath the tarp as they're circling around that area.
Okay, can I also... Cause seven one thing successes. I was going to do... well, I'll have to save it for my next one. Yeah. I was going to have Lil Bro fuck with his lights to try to get him away from DB if he needed it, but I'll save that for next turn.
You better hope you don't get a next turn.
Well, that's true.
I don't think he can get a next turn.
No, he can. No, he can't.
It's technically possible, I think.
No, he can't.
Oh, no, it's not.
Because I go... yeah, he's last, so no.
Yeah.
Okay, next up, Elias. Top of the round here. The spiders all around you are starting to move up towards that second level, leaving you and Patton more or less alone.
Right.
The bottom floor is now eerily quiet as you see John's form wriggling about in that second upper floor area. I assume Patton also points out DB's position.
All right. What I want to do here is... how far away am I from DB's position?
He's on the other side of the garage, but with all of the undergrowth cleared, with all the smaller spiders cleared, you could make a dash for it.
But what I mean is, in terms of raw distance.
In terms of raw distance, let me look.
Like 20 feet?
More like 20 meters.
Oh, 20 meters. Okay, that's too far. What I was thinking was I was going to see if I could get Specky to extend some vines and pull the tarp off. It's too far, though. All right. If that's the case, I think what I want to do here is use... let me think for a second. I assumed that I was going to be closer to where DB was. So that big... How close am I to the big guy?
The big guy is basically directly above you.
Directly above me, huh?
Mm-hmm.
All right. I mean, I could do something insane.
Sounds good to me.
I could do something really, really crazy. Okay, let's do this.
What is he?
You know what they say, you either win or you lose.
I'm not sure if you'll let me do this, but I want to try and injure it, right?
Mm-hmm. In some
what
way.
I'm thinking is it's attached to a wall or attached to the ceiling. Which one?
Right now, it is attached to the wall and stepping onto some of these suspended cars.
Then the cars are suspended, correct?
Yes.
Okay, I want to use perception, and I want to see if there's a key web or a key like tension web that I can cut that will basically drop a car on him.
Okay. There's none above him. There's no cars above it.
Oh, there's no car. I thought the ceiling. Okay, are there any?
It's
are there
standing
any
on top of those.
Okay, are there any suspended girders or big pieces of sharp anything above it?
Not really. No.
Oh,
I wanted
to drop.
It's basically at the top level.
I wanted to make something. I wanted to get it to bleed somehow.
Do you think the boss would lay its boss room with things that could hurt itself? Come on.
Come on.
Yes.
I mean, you still could, but just not in a drop a rock on it.
All right. I got a knife, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to throw a fucking knife at its eye.
That's okay. Going to do something.
All right.
That actually could.
I mean, maybe.
Yeah,
Perception.
I just wanted to freak. At this point, there's so many spiders. They're all attacking everything. We're in a powder keg, right? And we want the we want the explosion to go off in something that favors us. Right? Yeah.
So, like, based on the reaction of the elk one and other ones that have gotten damaged, this thing would get swarmed.
Maybe.
Possible.
Maybe. If I can get a good enough...
The other ones died
if it's before not they a got hive swarmed. Mind.
Yeah. No, it's not a hive mind.
Yes, the other ones died and then got swarmed.
Okay, so perception, a fair use for this? To find a good place to chuck it?
Yeah.
I'm aiming for the biggest eye that I can, right in the center.
Okay.
With like a Bowie knife, essentially.
Mm-hmm. Roll it. No, you can't use Elven Accuracy.
No, I'm not using Elven Accuracy, but I am using an action point.
Okay.
You don't want to know what I rolled.
Like a two?
It wasn't one, that. Huh? I mean, it was a two, but you know. Action point, reroll. Send it. Fuck, now I don't want to let go of the dice.
Get a three.
Here we go.
Oh, God.
Okay, that's good. That's good. I'll take that.
Which roll?
So that's, what was I rolling? Perception?
Mm-hmm.
30.
30? Oh, that is good.
Wait a second. Wait a second. You're rolling perception?
Yes.
Wasn't that what I just rolled? Oh, no, wait, John went last, didn't he? No, wait, yeah, I went.
Yes.
Didn't I just do perception?
Did you use perception?
I did.
No, actually, he's right.
Wait, hold on. It's a new round, though.
Does it matter?
Doesn't matter.
Oh, fine. Wait. The dungeoneering works, too.
Dungeoneering doesn't work for the same thing.
Does it not?
That's my bad, but yeah, remember the rules, even if I don't.
Direct.
So, does he get the action point back?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Like, dungeoneering won't work for that?
Not for throwing a knife. I use my knowledge of overhead structures and confined spaces to throw a knife.
Fuck. Okay. Okay. Well,
it's like saying I use my endurance to endure how hard it'll be to learn how to cast fireball.
Can I do that?
Yes. I gotcha.
No.
Oh.
Okay. So basically, what I have available is nature and dungeoneering.
Because you used acrobatics last time, right?
Yes. I used acrobatics last time to save his ass. All right. So
this is how
you
repay
nature or dungeoneering. Basically.
Yeah.
Or some other minor, like, stealth thing. Okay, but I want to throw this damn knife.
Whoops.
All right, fine. We'll use dungeoneering. But instead of throwing the knife, I'm going to basically make my way to a point where I can chop off one of its feet.
Oh, what, by maneuvering through, like, diving underneath some of these old workbenches and shit? Finding a spot where its foot goes through?
Stealthily moving through and finding where its foot is sunk in and just cutting it off.
Okay. You can try it.
Piece of shit. I had a good roll. It was a 30. It was a good roll!
You got your action point back.
Elven action point again. That wasn't good. I mean, we're just running it back. All right. We'll see if this works. That's a 17.
Just made
it. Oh, wait, no, not 17. Sorry, I looked at the dice wrong. 19.
Okay, that made it slightly better. Still made it.
You did it.
So, yeah, you dive underneath some of these old workbenches, doing a little vault over one of them, sliding under the next, and then you see one of its legs as it sets its foot down onto the ground as it, like, pulls itself up onto this, onto these cars, right? It has to set its foot down to alleviate some of the weight. And you just go for a slash right there, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Taking off just, like, the tip of its foot, basically, as it loses its balance on that car, has to kind of scramble to get up, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the car that it's on breaks through the web, making yet another ramp up. That then tries to scurry up, turns around, and starts looking around, finds you dead, looking dead at you.
Is it hemorrhaging blood, though?
A little bit.
From the tip of the foot? Okay. That was my goal. So that works.
It's got to
bleed. As long as I'm distracting him. It's got to bleed.
Yeah, you basically have gone 1v1 me, bitch.
I mean, that works. This is pretty much my
element.
And
it is obliging. So, next up is John. You're stuck in some amount of webs over there, pretty close to you now, since you got flung into the middle of the thing. You can see the form of, and I would imagine Patton would have told you, you see the form of somebody moving around underneath that tarp over there. Getting yourself unstuck is fairly trivial. These aren't, these are just load-bearing webs, not the sticky type. As you now see a, it's like if you've ever jumped across rocks in a pond, in a river. These cars now just upright and flipped over, leading a path through this whole area.
All right. So I know where DB is. He's fairly close to me.
Yes. Yes.
Can I endurance to, like, chop my way over to him?
Yeah, sure. Okay. If you describe it correct, if you describe it cool enough, like, how are you using endurance? Are you just, like, shoulder checking spiders out of the way?
I mean, as I get up, I'm going to pull my, the knife out of my boot. I'm going to start slashing at the web. And I guess, yeah, if there are spiders there, I will definitely stab them.
Okay, sick. And so I'm gonna he's just rushing for him.
Yeah, slash my way over to DB.
All right, sick.
Slow and with purpose.
Fast and with knives. Hell yeah, 24.
24? That's a success. That's so...
8 successes.
No, that's 9.
Oh, it's 9?
One of them counted for 2.
Oh, yeah, yeah, you're right. You're right.
I was
That'll
scared.
Do it. So as John starts running, jumping from car to car, occasionally just stepping on the webs, he's triggering a ton of these things as they're all just running over to him and trying to jump it in as he just, like, takes a bite to the shoulder, chucks the thing out of the way, and just runs over to the tarp. And is now getting kind of swarmed by these things. So what you're going to see is you're going to see the tarp open up as you run over to it. DB is going to have the hood up on one of these, on this large, deep blue big rig. You can see it's got a massive, like, cabin attached to the back. As he looks over at you, goes wide-eyed, and then just sprints over to the door, throws it open, and, like, shoves you inside.
Wait, so like, in a big rig now?
Yeah, as, do you follow? What do you do?
I mean, I got put in the car, right?
He's trying to, like
I
shove
mean,
you in, right?
Yeah.
DB is a small elf. He can't push you anywhere you don't want to go.
Okay, I'm not going to, like, knock him out of the way, too.
Okay, so what are you doing?
If he's trying to get me in the car, I am. I'm getting in that car. Locking the door.
Okay. So you lock the door. You see him. He has a bit of the tarp, like, out of a sunroof that he just throws off, right? And you can see through the window, you see Elias over there sizing up to this thing. You see Patton walking through the webs, getting up to the second level, like, scouting things out, and you see Giron doing more or less the same, probably moving over to assist Elias, but they are not in the best position now as you see things. However, you guys are in a strong defensible position in this big rig if you can get everybody over here.
Would it be conceivable for me to hit the giant spider, or is it still on the wall?
It's got its back turned to you.
You might want to rethink ramming that big rig into something.
You're assuming it drives right now.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to drive right now.
Well, I mean, if it could, I wouldn't want to ram it into something on a wall.
I know how to drive things.
Okay. Okay, so you just move on over to the thing, turn it.
I give up. That's too hard.
Yeah. But the noise and things, the lights do turn on as this thing has, you know, like a bevy of floodlights all around it. Two of those big ass exhaust pipes coming up that spit out some black substance. As it fails to screech to life, you see DB, like, he looked excited, and then his face just turns to, like, shock. He just goes, no, it was supposed to work. It was supposed to work.
Whoops.
What do we do?
Well, I guess we shoot them all.
DB so, has a gun, John, and you have a gun. Might as well.
I have two guns.
Okay, so what are you doing? This is kind of what happens next is more or less predicated on John's action.
Yeah. I'm going to yell lay into the horn.
I mean, he is the biologist. I'll make a lot of noise.
Okay, so you start laying into the horn, and you see the big spider, it, like, turns away from Elias for a second, then swings right back, right? A lot of the smaller ones are starting to swarm your vehicle now and trying to break in. They start crashing into the glass and things like that and just kind of bouncing off. But the big one still has just its eyes locked on Elias right now as they're doing kind of a size up dance around each other sort of thing.
Yeah.
Ooh, we're not in combat yet. I could go off that, but okay.
Do I need to roll initiative to fight this thing? Because there's no way we're getting out of here without fighting it now.
There is still technically a way. It depends on what John does from here. You guys can still do some more stuff. We're outside of the skill challenge. You've won. So if you want to do anything with that knowledge, you can.
How close am I to the truck?
Fairly.
Okay. I'm going to see. All right, so I've got, like, Lil Bro's able to come back here. I'm going to kind of, like, bring him back down, because now we know DB's not over there. You know,
it's being swarmed, right?
It's being swarmed. Pretty much all of the spiders are now around that area, with the exception of the big one that is locked in a pre-fight with Elias. He's keeping it busy. Neither of them more wanting to bite.
Yeah, drop some caustic shit on the spiders swarming it.
You fucking if you know got it, fam.
That's okay, what I'm saying, give me an Arcana check there, if you want to do that.
So I'm just like, so they're just like swarming all over the front of the cab, right?
Yeah, the front of the cab and areas where the sound is coming from. A few of them are trying to climb up onto the back and try and find ways in and things like that. Like, and there's more rushing in from behind. Like, the smaller ones are now getting in on this too.
Because I heard the engine turning over, so something's not right under the hood here.
An engine that could work.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking they might need, you know, I'm the car expert here. So I'm thinking I'm going to make myself something real slick here. Alright, so I'm just going
to
make...
Sure
I'm just going
to have... You'd be able to, like, do emergency mechanic work on this thing right now.
I could give it a shot.
But, I mean, can you even get to it? It's covered in spiders.
No, motherfuckers, let me continue. Is if you give me a second here while I stall for more time, is I'm going to whip something up here, and I'm going to whip up a real slick oil. I'm just going to kind of, like, as I'm slowly, like, making my way past these webs, really, like, going underneath, going above, doing, like, a much clumsier version of Alliance's little fucking back handstand there. I'm going to whip together this real slick oil. What my plan is I want to put it, I'm going to throw it at the dash. I'm going to throw it right at the window, crack them on there.
Right at John.
And keep it too slick. You guys are inside the windshield, you're fine.
Yeah, they're inside.
And I'm going to make it real slick so that these spiders can't keep crawling all over it. And then,
Maybe you should douse the spiders in it instead of putting it on the car.
No, because I want these spiders off it so we can pop the hood, see what's wrong with it, and try to ram this fucker.
Yeah, but if there's spiders that are covered in, like, oil... And you like
I can play off
fire.
That.
Yeah, I can't do everything, Elias. I'm not you.
We have a coat them in oil. It's the 1-2 punch.
Yeah, yeah. I say coat them in oil.
Coat them in oil.
I mean, they're going to get coated. They're not going to politely get out of the way for me to hit the engine thing. So let's just go ahead and roll Arcana for this. I got a 26.
Nice.
26?
Yep.
Boy, howdy. That'll do it. So, you coat these guys and, you know, subsequently the car and stuff.
1 second. What? You can't do this. What the fuck is the name of the oil?
That's why I was stalling for time.
He told me a name. He told me three names yesterday, but not a week ago.
I literally... The game's unplayable. Scrap it.
Let's return it.
Okay. Boom. I got this. All right. So... The reason that this oil is, like, the reason it's going to keep these spiders out of here is it's got a real stank to it. It's got, I would give it a name, something akin to Dr. Patton's patent pending arachnalgian aroma. And arachnalgian is a scientific word for causes pain to spiders.
Are you shitting me?
He either isn't or playing the long con.
Holy fuck.
Jesus. All right. I mean, I'm satisfied now.
You're giving the spider hurting juice.
Yes.
ow.
My spider.
Guys, stop.
God damn it.
I can't.
I don't think he was going to say it. I wasn't going to say it. You said it.
I was going to say it.
Yeah, I was
going to
say
it. I knew Michael was going to say it, so I had to beat him to the punch. So, anyway, this coats the entire front of the cab and a lot of these spiders, that they all retreat away from it instinctively, making a small area around the front, but they're still circling around it, and they're still, hissing and jumping at everything. If you tried to just walk over to the front of the cab, you would get shredded.
All right, so what I'm going to do is Elias, like, is he, like, by himself with a spider?
Yes. He is one-on-one-ing this thing. You know, it's going for some lunges. He's dodging away. Yeah. Things like that.
I've
it's not fully committing to the fight.
But, you know.
All right, so I'm just going to saunter on up here very casually, just because, like, you know.
How?
I mean, I'm walking on the webs, am I not?
Slowly and with purpose.
You're kind of, like, walking on them, like, 1 foot in
front
of the other.
No, they would be brittle and break.
Well, if it's a lot
of
ways.
Your only means of mobility. But I haven't
frozen. Your only means of mobility here is basically going from car to car.
From car to car, okay. So I'm not that good at that, so I'm just going to scrap that plan of helping Elias. And I'm going to turn my attention to the big rig.
It's not very hard, you know. Like, Giron could do it fairly easily.
Oh, okay. Okay, if I can just do it, then I'll just do it. I'm going to hop along the cars here. And can Elias, like, hey, Elias, hey, do you see any, like, structural weaknesses in this? Do you see what I did with the webs?
I'm a little busy right now. As I dodge a spider bite.
All right.
Too fast.
So what I'm
this
going...
This thing has its back turned to you, though, and one of its legs is, slight, like, dangling from a thread and bleeding.
Ooh. Okay. What I'm going to do here is I'm going to concentrate the fire on my jacket into my little chain, and I'm going to try and latch it onto that leg and just, like, try and pull it loose while also setting it on fire.
Okay. That sounds like Arcana to me.
All right. Let's roll it. That's a nat 20.
Oh, nice. Nat 20. All right. So this is the decisive action that I was looking for that will really set shit off, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, what this is going to do, you're going to wrap your whip around this thing, set one of the legs on fire, and just rip it off as this thing starts spurting and hemorrhaging blood. It is going to screech, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's going to jump back up onto the wall away from Elias, and you're going to see all the things that were over by the big rig just turn, look just dead. Dead at Giron, and just start rushing, right?
Hey, folks.
With the spider?
Giron Thalatak, you all can call me Jerry. I set myself on fire, so you might want to rethink this.
So, what this is going to start is, hey, yeah, everybody, roll me some fucking initiative.
Is this combat or another skills challenge?
Both.
Oh, good. Another one of the hybrid things.
Ah, cool. It's one of those memes.
Yes.
Oh, I dropped my d20.
So, 24. Let me set the stage here, right? You guys have many options during this fight, as I will draw up the suspended vehicles and all of that real quick.
Yes.
So, the main goals here are, you have multiple win conditions that you can do however you want. One, just kill literally everything, right?
Mm-hmm.
Two, buy time for Patton to fix up the big rig and then drive that thing the hell out of here. Three, run. I mean, you could do that too. But due to that amazing nat 20, though, the big spider is hesitant about entering the fray. Right?
So it's not in the fight?
It is not currently in the fight.
Okay.
All right.
So, as our party gets swarmed by spiders, now a ring more like a semicircle forming around Giron. Coat still on fire, I'm assuming.
Yep.
With Elias, you know, getting probably a good few licks in on the big spider as it's jumping away, getting back up towards Giron, and John and Patton frantically rushing to try and get this big rig rush working. We will see you guys next week on Revive Dungeons Dragons Real Quick Podcast.
Let's do our little fun plugs here. My name is Tad, and I am on another podcast on the same areas, the same YouTube, same Google Play, same iTunes. Let me tell you about it. Pretty good. It's about a bunch of nerd shit. You can sometimes find these other nerdos on here. You can also find both Revival and that podcast. You can find us on Twitter at LetMeTellYouPD or on the website www.lmtya.com. That's short for Let Me Tell You About. Oh, and also there's an email. Let me tell you about with three T's at the end of it because otherwise it wouldn't fit. And that's gmail.com. And nope. You could send questions into Jerry's show there. We'll read them on air. Pretty sweet.
Wow. So, my name is Tim. You can find me wondering why God made spiders.
True.
I'm Matt, and you can find me on Twitter at LMTYAMatt, and you can also find me on various Discords. You can find me on the LMTYA Discord, and there's another Discord server that I'll let these other two talk about.
Good ass segue. Yeah, just like everybody else with the slightest amount of internet notoriety, we're doing a Twitch stream, but it's a different Twitch stream because it's co-op. Me and Michael, we're two brothers on a Twitch stream playing co-op video games.
And sometimes basically solo
like
video
every
games.
Day. Basically like every day, evenings Eastern time.
Yep.
Whenever the fuck evening is for Eastern time for every other time zone.
You can find us at twitch.tv/bro_operatives. I'm not going to spell it. You can figure it out.
You're saying
did B-R-O-W?
No, I said underscore.
No.
Did I say W?
You said W.
I didn't mean to say W.
Okay, it's whatever. bro_operatives.
Yeah, bro_operatives.
Yeah, come on, man. You're going to affect your fucking SEO. Come on, step it up.
It's not called Two Brothers. Might clear it up for you.
Yeah.
That'll be in the description, though. In case you're one of those people who don't listen to a podcast at a computer screen really easily to type in these URLs you get at the end of the plugs, I'm excited to swing around the fucking spider hammer and smash some bugs. The spider hammer is what I call car battery in this next session.